Matt Laurie, he's got a couple at each of those meetings. He joins us on the line on the Early Mail this morning. Good morning, Matty.
Hey, how are you?
I'm going all right, buddy. All right, there's a bit going on in the stable today. What's your best for the punters?
Icelandic, I think she's pretty smart.
Miss Icelandic, $3 in the early market at tab.com.au.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Miss Icelandic is going to win again. Miss Icelandic, two links on Galica.
The Early Mail.
I'd like another winner. If we could sort that out, that'd be nice. We've got two meetings today. Kilmore this afternoon, Pakenham tonight on a Thursday night as always, and the Owl is going to give us the conditions. We're racing on, please, Owl.
Kilmore today, soft five, rail in the true position, penetrometer 5.15i, and then Pakenham tonight, also a soft five. The rail is out three from the 1600 to the 400, then true the remainder, going stick 8.1, shear 10.6.
Oh, I do love a shear, 10.6.
All right, so, shearman.
So soft fives
at both
are our starting positions. There's a bit of rain precipitation forecast around the state today as well, so that might you might get some downgrades. You might be able to hold it. We'll see how we go. But starting with a soft five at both meetings today, Kilmore this afternoon and Pakenham tonight. Now, Shay D'Annunzio is the foreperson there at Philip Stokes' stable, and great to have Shay with us for the Early Mail this morning. Good morning, Shay.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. You've got action at both meetings today. Let's start at Kilmore this afternoon. The last one, race eight, number seven, is Wyatt Earp's involved for you guys today. Now, last start winner at Cranbourne, kicked away, hit the bunny, on the bunny, kicked away, and was a very, very impressive win over the 2025 in the maiden. It's got to go step up again today to the 58, $4 in the early markets. Are you happy with Wyatt's performance since?
Yeah, I genuinely think he's improved out of that maiden win where he's impressive, wasn't he? So he gets a kilo and a half off again with Gary's claim. So, listen, his work since has been sharp, as it always has been, even before sort of that maiden win. So he's sort of bringing out race day now, and I think he can win again, to be honest with you. He's actually really going good.
Well, that's a good little push there. $4 wide up, race eight, number seven today at Kilmore. Last race on the card there. The first race on the card to pack, and you're involved as well. Gee, you'd be busy today, Shay. Race one, number two, Devil's Delight is having its third career start. Hasn't been able to hit the scoreboard just yet. Have you got any opinion of this horse?
Yeah, so he was sort of in our top tier of two-year-olds sort of early on, and had his first start at the Valley. I think he was sort of even money favourite there and just pulled up chronically shin sore and tipped him out, brought him back. I thought his run at Flemington was good. He might have just bottomed out a bit late, but back around a bend, I think he'll improve, yeah.
All right, that's race one, number two, Devil's Delight, who's $4.20 favourite fairly open market there at Pakenham tonight. Race three, number 10, I Am Beautiful. Well, that used to be true. It's also the name of the horse. Is involved today. Shut up, Al. That was funny. what are the chances of I Am Beautiful today?
Yeah, she's going good, isn't she? I don't think she wants a real wet track, which, it looks like if you look at the forecast, it might come up, but hopefully it holds off, and she ran well first up, so I'm sure she'll run well again.
That's race three, number 10, I Am Beautiful. Race four, number eight, is your last runner tonight. It's a class one handicap over the 1,400 metres, and it's King Neptune, who was a last start winner at Cranbourne as well. Was just on the speed there and held on nicely. Can we go again today?
Yeah, racing manners are getting better every time he goes around. Just figured out with the horse, like he's probably bred to be a mile, 2,000 metre horse, but he just doesn't get it. He just overdoes it a bit, and 1,400 seems to be his pet trip. So he gets that again tonight at his own track, obviously, and this will be competitive.
All right. So pretty good chances, I reckon, today from what I can see on the form guide. What about your best for today, Shay, for our punters with my dollar? What would you do?
Definitely Wyatt Earp at Kilmore.
Definitely Wyatt Earp at Kilmore. Gee, I like when you say it like that. $4 in the early markets at tab.com.au. We appreciate your insight into the fields today. Good luck to the stable this afternoon and tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Shay D'Annunzio, Philip Stokes, foreman there. Definitely Wyatt Earp tonight. Now, Al, it's not quite this one's for you, Daniel Arias, from our man Graham Begg, but it's not too far off.
We'll take that. That's emphatic.
It is emphatic. It's exactly what it is.
Race 8, number 7.
Now, we've got to wait for a while to get there. It's, what is it, 4.30 this 4:30. Afternoon is the time of that race. But
Gary Lowe's in the saddle as well. He's riding very well. The young apprentice?
Yes. Gary was in the saddle last time, too, for the win at Cranbourne. And keeps it 1.5 kilo off the back of Wyatt Earp. So we'll take it. Race 8, number 7, $4 in the early mail today at Kilmore.